Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I went over to The Athletic today because I got my subscription. I've had it long before they hired even Jason and John, but now I got it especially because they hired Jason and John. And there's the headline, Memphis Recruiting Primer, Wiseman decision could sway or deter others. What does that mean, John?
It means that, you know, the University of Memphis, based on all the information that I've gotten, has really used James Wiseman as a chip, you know, in this particular recruiting class. It's all... whether it's Trenton Watford, whether it's Matthew Hurt, whether it was Boogie Ellis or, you know, Jameis Ramsey, it was always, hey, Memphis is the spot for you because, number one, we're going to get you ready for the NBA, but also because you're going to have a chance to win big right away because you're going to play alongside the number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft. At least that's the projection right now by ESPN and James Wiseman. So Memphis has just – they've leveraged James Wiseman in their recruitments of others. Now, James Wiseman isn't like the end-all, be-all – pitch for them, obviously. It's more than that, but he's been a big part of it, you know, and especially for a kid like Matthew Hurt, you know, he wants to go somewhere where the team's going to be good. You know, he's not trying to be necessarily the face of a program. He wants to go somewhere where he can win and be a part of a good team. And so, you know, based on the information that I've gotten, you know, you get James Wiseman, if Memphis gets James Wiseman, like you really almost lock up Trenton Watford. And with Matthew Hurt, it dramatically increases your chances. You don't get James Wiseman, then I think you have a tougher hill to climb with Trenton Watford, and I think it really basically takes Matthew Hurt off the table.
Well, I've always said this about one-and-done players, is that I never understand when they go somewhere where they're not going to, on paper, have an opportunity to be good. Like, we've watched people as talented as Ben Simmons – and Markel Fultz before he developed some sort of mental issue that prevents him from being able to shoot a basketball anymore, which is a hell of a deal considering he's a basketball player. Like, if I got that, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I rarely shoot a basketball, but like Markel Fultz, he needs to be able to shoot. My point being, they go to LSU in Washington, and they don't have anything around them, so they suck. Like, it's just miserable. You're only going to be in college 1 year if you're that level guy. Why do you want to go somewhere where you got no shot to make the NCAA tournament? So I do think that's important for somebody like Wiseman, for somebody like Hurt. I don't know that Wofford's actually a one-and-done guy, but whatever, if he believes he
is. He's top 20. I mean, he's in that conversation.
I'd be surprised if he were a projected first-round pick after 1 year of college, but I'd be happy to be surprised. He can surprise me. I'm not here to put a ceiling on a 17- or 18-year-old. But, like, I do think that is something they are smart. If they are all individually considering that, it is something that they're smart to be considering because if you are planning to only do 1 year in college, it should be an incredible experience, not something where you're finishing, you know, seventh in a league and playing in the NIT. That's not fun for anybody.
No, and frankly, Memphis is smart to leverage Wiseman. Unfortunately, they don't have Wiseman yet, and that, I think, you know, if you ask them, I apologize, my dog is going crazy. But if you ask them,
at what point do you realize your dog goes crazy every time you're on the show, and maybe get away from your dog?
Yeah, you know, like I've told my wife, you cannot come in the house on Thursdays until 5 o'clock. Like, don't do it because I'm going to be on with Gary, and it would be rude, you know, for you to try to come in this house. You know, because the dogs are going to go crazy. So I think he's fine now.
Maybe rather than telling your wife that she can't come in her own home, you should plan around not being in your own home.
That's a little too selfless.
Yeah.
We're trying to be. We're trying to get there one day. But yeah, you know, we're not there yet. But back to the point. You know, they would like to have Wiseman wrapped up by now, and I think the hope was that they would. The hope was always, you know, first of all, if he would have committed 2 months ago, you know, they would have gotten this done by now. And, you know, obviously the fact that he has not committed makes it a little bit more complicated, makes it a little bit more difficult. It's kind of like I wrote over at The Athletic. It's a little bit of an extended high wire act for, because this is not a free swing.
You know, this is not like Memphis taking on number one Kansas in Josh Pastner's first year with six players. There are implications here with James Wiseman. It affects things in a very real way, whether you get him or whether you don't. Like, this isn't just, Memphis tried and they didn't get him. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying this program's going to get shut down, but it really matters whether Penny Hardaway gets James Wiseman or not. And, I know they'd like to have it wrapped up. Unfortunately, it's not. But definitely, I mean, it's going to have a ripple effect for this, for this recruiting class for Penny, whether he decides to go to Memphis or not.
Talking to John Martin, he's on Twitter at JohnMartin929. Regardless of whether he ends up at Memphis or Kentucky, what is your theory on why it's not wrapped up yet? This is what I mean by that. He's been recruited by all of these schools for more than a year. He's visited all of these schools. He's got all the information you could possibly have to pick a school. And I can understand saying I'll pick a school but not going to sign a letter of intent because I'm not going to bind myself in any real way anywhere. I don't have to. But what is the hesitation of just saying, you know what, we've got this thing figured out and we're ready to end it? Like, I'm tired of leading coaches on. I'm tired of Leonard Hamilton calling one night and John Calipari calling the next. Like, what? I know that the mother has told, I guess, Evan Daniels that they don't, they still don't know what they're going to do. And listen, I'm not calling anybody a liar, but with all due respect, there's just no scenario under which you don't already, at the very least, have a very good idea what you're going to do.
Well, I think they do have an idea of what they want to do. The recruitment has been interesting because for a long time, if Penny Hardaway is not the coach at the University of Memphis, if he doesn't get that job back in March, this is done in Kentucky months ago. Maybe, last spring, James Wiseman is, committing to Kentucky. Penny gets the job, and in a lot of ways, it resets the recruitment. Florida State entered the picture late, and now, according to Evan, like, they're a real factor. And I think we talked about Leonard Hamilton a few weeks ago. Evan considers it to be Kentucky, Memphis, and Florida State in terms of, like, serious contenders for James Wiseman. But I think, Penny getting the job kind of threw a wrench into things because they weren't even considering Memphis. So then you got to take time to let him put his staff together, let him put a pitch together. But after that, this summer, the G League thing comes out about, the options for, if you don't want to go to college. So I think that was something that you have to consider if you're in a position like James Wiseman. And now it might just be a situation where, I don't know. I mean, we talked about it last week. Signing probably doesn't make much sense for a player of James Wiseman's caliber. Nobody's going to put pressure on you to put pen to paper. You can do whatever the hell you want. You can never sign a letter of intent if you don't have to. And I think that's kind of where they're at. But it is interesting. And I would think, there's a lot of pressure on him, whether it's from a staff that's been recruiting him for years from Kentucky. You got Penny here in Memphis. So it's just, I would imagine it's just a lot of pressure. And James, I mean, if it was me, I wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
I think that's a big thing. And so from my perspective, I would want that. If it were my son, I would want this thing wrapped up. Like, I would just be ready for it to be over. High stakes, intense recruiting battles are fun at first for everybody. They're exciting at first for everybody. It's cool that, hey, here's a Hall of Fame coach came to my house yesterday. Now another Hall of Fame coach came tomorrow, came today. Moneybag Yo and Zeebo dropped in. After a while, all that stuff gets old. You don't want to take the text messages anymore. You don't want the phone calls anymore. You don't want people popping into your home anymore. So from my perspective, I would want it done by now. But here's the other side of it, and I think you touched on it. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
The other side of it is when you have been the priority for two different staffs whose recruiting classes both completely revolve around you, it would be hard for me to tell one of them no. And eventually he's going to have to tell one of them no, but I can understand a young person maybe wanting to put that off as long as possible because it is not going to be an easy thing to do because you are ripping somebody's heart out when you do it.
Well, let me touch on that for a minute because that is absolutely the truth. James Wiseman's decision is going to wreck one school's recruiting class. Like, it's just true. Look at who Kentucky is after. They're not going to get Vernon Carey. It doesn't sound like they're going to get Isaiah Stewart. James Wiseman is like the only big that they're after in the class 2019, like in the top tier, right, of guys they would typically get in the top five, top ten, who they have a legitimate shot at. On the other side of the coin, Memphis, there is no, you know, replacement of James. Like, he's the guy. He's the guy they've completely mortgaged this entire, you know, class of 2019 recruiting class on. And if you decide not to go to Memphis, well, that just blows every plan that they had to smithereens. I hope I'm not sounding dramatic, but like, that's exactly sort of the way that this thing is set up. And so James Wiseman's decision is going to inevitably, I mean, it's going to hurt one of, like you said, one of the staff, in Kentucky that's been on him for years, and Memphis, which has Penny Hardaway, which is, you know, one of the reasons why they moved to Memphis. So somebody's feelings and somebody's, you know, job is going to get a lot harder as a result of the Wiseman decision. There's actually a lot at stake.
Yeah, wrapping up here with John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN. On the other hand, like, this is the way recruiting battles go, and you always are going to end up disappointing people. And it's a one-day difficult conversation. And then and then everybody moves on. It's a 5-minute conversation that you dread. And I don't know if you've ever had one of those conversations. Like, when you have to tell somebody bad news, you know, maybe it's relationship stuff, job stuff, whatever.
Yeah, it was Cookie.
Cookie would be a great example.
Yeah, I had to cut that off. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. it's a conversation that you dread. But then the conversation takes 5 minutes, and as soon as it's over, you feel a million times better.
Right.
And so
it'll be a weight off him for sure. It's just like, you know, I mean, hell, I mean, we got the idea of how Kentucky handles news like that from Corey Jeffries earlier this summer, you know, and that was DJ.
Right. I mean, it's an interesting time for John Calipari, because he had DJ Jeffries flipped on him. First time a kid's ever decommitted from Kentucky. Now he's in a real fight for the number one player in the country, and most people think he's going to lose it. And meantime, his biggest rival has got this monster thing happening right now that's the biggest show in college basketball, and it's not even close, with Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, and Cam Reddish. And so, and not to mention, that team beat his team by, you know, 34 points a couple weeks ago.
Handed him the worst loss of his career.
Right. So these are like some weird times. He'll be fine. Like, you know, it ain't like John's going to miss on everybody. He'll be fine no matter what. But it has not been a great little stretch for him. That's undeniable. And then Penny's trying to make it even worse. We'll see. All right. If you haven't read the piece yet, go read it at The Athletic. The headline again: Memphis recruiting prime or Wiseman decision could sway or deter others. The author is John Martin. You can subscribe to The Athletic at theathletic.com. Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.